Welcome to Stand Up Corporate Conversations podcast series. I'm Charlene Kloon, Head of Corporate Cash Solutions. Today, we're unpacking the Zeronia transition, what's been done to date, what's next, and what it means for investors. Joining me is Yulali Khos, Head of Money Market and Portfolio Manager at Stand Up. She also serves on the Market Practitioners Group, which is steering the national transition. Welcome, Yulali. Lovely to have you here today.
Thanks, Charlene. Lovely to be here.
Well, then let's start with the groundwork. What tangible shifts have we seen in the cash market since Zeronia-linked instruments began trading in May? And how are market participants responding to the infrastructure now in place?
The Zeronia adoption is currently progressing in the bond and cash market. So by that, I mean the money market, which will include your floating rate notes and all other instruments linked to JIBAR. And this started in May 2025. So in May, key milestones for market infrastructure readiness were reached, enabling the use of Zeronia across all cash market instruments. The anticipated no new JIBAR, if I can put that in inverted commas, announcement is still expected for March 2026, but it is recommended that market participants start the transition to issuing Zeronia-linked cash securities ahead of this event if they choose. Based on experiences from other IBOR transitions and the risks associated with JIBAR, replacing or amending JIBAR referencing contracts prior to fallback provisions being triggered enables parties to maintain the economics of their positions and reduces dependence on legislative solutions. January 2026 is therefore the set milestone to start with active transition. But as I mentioned, market participants can start renegotiating their JIBAR positions with counterparties at any time they consider appropriate. Guidelines are also being drafted and will be published probably before the end of 2025. And they are really working hard to get that out before the end of this year. And this will address legal matters, legislative amendments for tough legacy transactions, transition pricing, and timing considerations.
So, Yulali, you mentioned the importance of transitioning legacy JIBAR contracts ahead of the fallback trigger. Can you unpack the risks of waiting too long and what practical steps counterparties should be taking now to preserve economic value?
So, the recommended method uses a compounded Zeronia rate together with a credit adjustment spread. And this is designed to account for the difference between JIBAR and Zeronia. Ongoing work aims to develop a suitable credit adjustment spread for certain retail contracts that may transition to the prime lending rate instead of Zeronia. Additionally, consideration is being given to whether a synthetic JIBAR may be necessary for certain tough legacy transactions and how such a rate would be calculated. Efforts are also underway to develop a potential term Zeronia rate, which may be adopted for limited use if it meets the benchmark standards. But market participants are asked not to wait for the term Zeronia rate, and that will really only be used for very structured contracts. So if you've got vanilla bonds and money market instruments, that would only be transitioned using compounded Zeronia.
Okay, so then let's talk about fallback mechanics. How will compounded Zeronia and the credit adjustment spread be applied in practice? And how should challenging legacy contracts be handled?
The FECA and SARB have drafted language to guide the transition of legacy contracts when a critical benchmark ends. This will be incorporated into the Financial Sector Regulation Act. Additional regulations will clarify implementation. Under these provisions, the SARB can designate replacement benchmarks and set an adjustment spread for discontinued benchmarks. The rules apply to legacy contracts lacking adequate fallback provisions and are designed to cover any future critical benchmark cessations, not just JIBAR. The clause also offers legal protection to contract parties and administrators using the new rate. These amendments aim to reduce disruption and legal uncertainty in financial markets during benchmark transitions.
So then, Yulali, for our corporate cash clients, I'm sure their burning question is what this transition or what the impact of this transition will be in money market funds. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that space?
Yeah, of course. So money market funds must adhere to Board Notice 90. And Board Notice 90 stipulates that the applicable interest rate for any instrument in a money market portfolio must be known in advance. So although it was an unintended consequence, this would legally prohibit the use of Zaronia instruments in a money market fund. So unlike JIBAR, Zaronia is determined overnight in arrears and not set in advance. As such, this would hinder the ability to transition to Zaronia in these markets. So to address this issue, the FECA has granted an exception, allowing money market portfolios to include instruments referencing Zaronia. The FECA considers this exemption to be in the public interest, as it will facilitate the transition from JIBAR to the Zaronia benchmark interest rate and other similar rates. This move is expected to support the adoption of Zaronia in the cash market by making it possible to use Zaronia in new money market issuances. Additionally, the Prudential Authority and FECA plan to have a supervisory readiness assessment program for financial institutions ready by October 2025. This initiative will assist the market in tracking transition readiness and progress and reducing JIBAR exposures ahead of its planned cessation.
So then my final question, Eulalie, has anything shifted in the SARB's timeline for JIBAR cessation? And what signals should market participants be watching for in the next or in the months ahead?
So given the progress already made, only interim milestones have been adjusted, and that's more in the derivative space. So nothing in the cash market. There aren't any compelling reasons to request the SARB to delay the final JIBAR cessation date. So all big milestones in timelines are still as is. And if I can just recap the most significant milestones, that is that the announcement of JIBAR cessation will be made now in December 2025. And that also means the credit adjustment spread will be set and fixed. Then from March 2026, there will be no new JIBAR contracts that can be entered into, with JIBAR then ceasing to exist in December 2026.
So we're not far off. It's coming a lot quicker than we were expecting.
A year is no time at all. It will be year before we know it.
Exactly. Well, we hope listeners feel reassured about the Zaronia transition plan. And I look forward to further discussions with you, Eulalie, as new information emerges. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Charlene. Always a pleasure.
If you'd like to learn more or speak to our team, feel free to reach out and don't forget to subscribe to StanLib Corporate Conversations podcasts on our webpage for more insights. Until next time, StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. This podcast should not be construed as advice.